Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's it. And we're off. Hello, yes, in the time it's taken you to get to this, it's taken us no time at all.
No.
That's funny because
this is a continuation of 1 hour. But in many ways, we can see it as a new podcast.
Absolutely. So you join us 5 miles into a lovely trot over the meadow pivot, just went up there out of the bilberries. We're
on the North Yorkshire Moors.
Sandy track near Osmotherley.
Somewhere near Osmotherley.
Let me try.
It's really quite sunny now.
It's spectacular. We're going to remember this run. You feel when you have a run like this that you're going to. It's really sensory.
Yeah.
So you're collecting up that feeling, and you know you're going to remember.
We're building
it more because it's like a photo if there's lots of light and colours.
We're building up our sense memories, yeah.
Exactly. And did I tell you what I'm reading at the moment?
What are you reading?
I'm reading Big Magic.
All right. I saw that. Elizabeth Gilbert. Eat, Pray, Love author. What's that like?
It's really good.
Is it like a self-helpy kind of...
It's a bit self-helpy. I mean, I think that's the section you'd find it in the shop.
Yeah.
And it's for writers as such.
Okay.
But it's very... Oh, she's really good. She just writes from the heart, you know?
Yeah.
And what she's saying is, big magic is your creativity.
Right.
And she's just laying out her philosophy of how to... Well, for her, how to be a writer.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be a writer. She's talking about living the creative life.
Okay.
You know, and how to get on with it and what your relationship with it should be, in her opinion.
Yeah.
And it is just her opinion. It's very gentle, very chatty, wonderfully confident as well, because it kind of...
Well, she's certainly making a decent living out of her creativity, isn't she? She's
absolutely.
Making a contribution.
And she's really honest about that. You know, she's really honest about being someone who has written one enormous book.
Yeah.
Which is a global phenomenon.
That was Eat, Pray, Love, wasn't it?
Eat, Pray, Love.
And there was a film about
that. And then
right?
Some other books, which she thought were just as good. She loved just as much. She worked just as hard on. That weren't a global phenomenon.
Right.
You know? That kind of sums it up. But anyway, the reason I mention it, something we were talking about last week, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Inverted commas there because it was 10 minutes ago. Is the biggest thing, I mean, first of all, let me say this, you know me, I'm very opinionated. If I didn't agree with Elizabeth Gilbert about nearly everything, then I wouldn't enjoy this book. But the thing that she says that I really enjoy hearing is she doesn't hold with the idea of art needing to be about suffering.
Here we go.
You know?
Right, okay.
So we're not going into this rhododendron woods. This is it. We keep coming to forks and things.
We keep going to forks.
There's a path behind me in some woods, but Paul says we should go up there, which looks good. I'm happy.
It's all nice. This is. We are slightly on uncharted territory.
Yeah, yeah. No, I believe in you.
Rob doesn't believe me, but
I believe you.
You believe in me, but you don't believe me when you say when I'm saying that. Well, I've never run this way before.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Okay.
I believe you. I believe everything. So she's saying that it's a new sort of conceit, a new like last couple of hundred years, this conceit of the tortured artist. You know, the poet.
Right, life's so miserable.
Yeah, demons.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're supposed to enjoy it. You know, and then I she's not saying it's going to be easy.
No.
She's just saying,
cheer up.
To the wind.
Yeah.
Love what you do. Admit that you love doing it.
Yes.
You know?
I think that's important.
I really conflate that with running. You know, we're not saying it's easy to run. Of course it isn't. It's running. But if you're not loving it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Or, yeah. Or do it differently.
Yeah.
Change how you're doing it. I think that's very interesting with art. I mean, I think if you think about it, there is a deep thing. That's what she's saying. I'm just lifting what Elizabeth Gilbert was saying, actually. You know, in academia and everything, there is that expectation that the tortured soul is the authentic soul.
Yes.
And it's rubbish, really.
Absolute nonsense.
It's,
yeah.
It's teenagerdom. It's rubbish.
It's stuff of the emo, isn't it?
You get it in comedy.
Yeah.
And it's preposterous because it's comedy. He's tortured, substance-abusing poets.
Yeah.
I say, you know, you're in a comedy club.
Just have a
laugh.
You're
talking about silly stuff for 20
Don't
minutes.
Take yourself seriously, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no...
Like this hill. It's easy.
Easy.
Right.
That was a good one.
Here we go.
Little pull. Enjoyed that.
Right. Now we really need to find where we are.
Well, there's no...
We should have taken one of those cutting over there. So, we are... We're foraging new pathways through the forest.
So, with that one...
For the woods.
Up on the top. Last week, we got to a hut right on the top.
Yeah.
Full of empty plastic canisters.
That was the...
We should have gone straight on there.
Water tank. No. We... Look, that's a dead sheep. Is it a dead sheep?
Yeah. Either that or that's two sleeping sheep. Let's assume they're sleeping.
They're just having a kick. Now, what we should have done, we took the right turn there.
Yeah.
But then we came to another fork, and we should have gone right there, but we didn't. We went left.
Yeah.
We took the road less travelled by.
Yeah, that's it, Robert Frost.
Which is... Why are we having such a good, nice run through the forest? But it might turn out to be a bit longer than we wanted.
It's all good.
Yeah.
We're in the most... There can be no wrong answers here. It's a really beautiful, fantastic place. And if I can't run anymore, I'll stop and you can go and get the car.
Yeah.
You know, like when I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
Look at this path. Now we're between trees. The sky's completely blue now. It was actually surprisingly cold when we started out, wasn't it? But I think it was just to set the tone. It was all grey and fridge cold and curlews. Now it's a bit more.
If every run was like this, you just run loads every day, wouldn't you?
You
just run constantly.
This is very much like when me and Mickey D ran in Bergen just after the marathon last year.
Right.
And we got up so early and ran through Chili Bergen and then found and ran up this ridiculous stone staircase into the mountains. But once you got to the top, there was a track like this. It just kind of went along the top of the mountains.
Beautiful.
And it was just, you know,
beautiful.
You'd run through hot crap to get to that kind of situation.
Well, it just feeds you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like nutrition, isn't it?
But it is very poorly attended. There's very few people here.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about... Maybe it's a bit London of me, but I'm just thinking No Country for Old Men. We're going to come around the corner.
Careful.
Find a deal that's gone bad. And, you know, find ourselves in a whole heap of Coen Brothers, Cormac McCarthy trouble.
So we need to... If we can get on that road...
What road?
There's a road.
I don't see any roads.
There's a road there.
And look at that.
If we can get on that road, then we can go that way.
He said, this is the view we're looking at when he said, if you can get on that road. Can you see a road? I honestly don't mind that. It's so fabulous. And the great thing is, no people. So many birds. Just constant background noise of birdsong. You won't be able to hear it over us, breathing and sniffing. It's also distracting you, all this map finding. I feel like I'm talking to myself. Thank goodness you're here, dear listeners.
I'm trying to find the route.
Yeah. But it is, it's the same, you know, we're running through a metaphor here. It's all about play.
We're running, we're trying to make, this is midlife, this is what it is. We don't know where we're going. We know it's going on a bit.
Yeah, and as long as you recognise...
Taking a few wrong turnings.
Yeah, but if you recognise that in the wider scheme of things, there are no wrong answers, and it's all about play, then we're away.
Right, this is it, right, okay. I think this is fine now.
Well, we've got to a drive.
Got to a road, so then we turn right.
Do you remember when I said we don't go into that drive by those rhododendrons? That was the other end of this.
Right.
But it is, it's a bit formal. We preferred being probably in the woods. Look at this, there's parkland. Someone's sorted this one out.
We're probably on private land now.
You can see why we run in London. We're not from London. We've come on holiday by mistake. Another category. Mind your ankles.
Right then, I think it's round here.
It's that old thing about running, about creating, about play. Kids totally know how to do it. They just do it.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter would say, I'm going to write a play. And she sits down and she writes one. When you were 10, you said, I'm going for a run. And just run.
You just go for a little
You
run.
Wouldn't start up an app.
No.
And see how far you were going to go or how fast you were going.
I'll put
you
it into a
running.
Schedule.
No.
And like now, if you're going to write a play, it's like, what's the structure? What's the plot? What's
get the chapters down.
Three acts, yeah.
I need some cards. I need 3 weeks off work.
Yeah.
And then it's so easy to follow that to what you would do and not do anything at all.
Yes.
Well, if I ever had the time, I would do this. And if I had ever done that, I'd be amazing at it. I think we jump out of the kids as well.
We can do, can't we?
Yeah.
Certainly, yeah.
As we talked about a little bit, my son's just changed schools. And, you know, in his first week at the new school, on the Friday, a unicorn came into school.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and that's brilliant.
That's a good school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And obviously this unicorn is a horse with a horn stuck to it.
Yeah.
That's okay. But that's the thing, everyone gets that, but they know how to play.
Let's have fun.
So you say, here's the unicorn. And these aren't little kids, you know, we're talking 11-year-olds rather than 5-year-olds, you know.
And they still want to play at that age.
Of course they do.
They've been sort of fed various games or YouTubes or media, but it's like Santa Claus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kids still want to believe in Santa Claus.
No.
Because life's more fun with Santa Claus.
That's right, and this is my wife pointed that to me when the crucial moment came. She said, I said, I'm not going to have to tell them. Oh, I said, you don't have to tell them.
No.
You crossfade
from
it being true to being a game you're all playing.
Yeah.
And really, what's the difference?
It's good fun, yeah.
It's life.
It's good fun.
So this unicorn comes into school, and everyone knows it's fantastic. Because let's face it, it is. If you've got any doubts about this, imagine if someone brought a unicorn into your work. Come on, it'd be pretty good.
Right.
You might lose an hour.
Yeah.
And my son wrote a poem about it called Mysterious Creatures. And it's so fantastic.
That sounds great.
Mysterious creatures unicorns be. And if that's not what you're supposed to get out of school, I don't know what is.
But you've got...
You know, it's not a sat or anything.
You've got some... parents.
What's that? Oh, it's a peewit. Lapwing or a peewit. Flying across the landscape there.
You've got some parents who tell their kids that Santa doesn't exist from the minute they'll be conscious of it.
Yeah, and it's that...
As this kind of... I'm kind of telling them about life in order to liberate them from these lies and conceits.
And they think that level of lack of imagination is clever.
Yeah.
They've been clever.
Yeah.
In the same way that sometimes, particularly in this stage... You know, my wife will be teaching, doing a session at a museum. And she does something for the little kids that have like a little, they have characters in them, like the little mouse.
Okay.
Here's that one, the mouse. And you know, these little kids saying, that's not a real mouse, that's a puppet. Which she says, it's annoying, but it's also great to be able to turn around and say, I know. We all know.
We all know that, but let's pretend.
It's the same as you get. Yeah. We know that's ridiculous because stand-up comedy audiences do it.
Yeah.
You know, they say, they guess the end of the joke and they say it. And you say, like, everyone knows that. Everyone got the joke. You're the only one stupid enough to shout at it.
Just having fun.
To feel like you've got to shout about it.
We're having fun on the way.
Yeah.
It's like now we're pretending that we know where we're going.
No,
we both know that we're not.
I know that you don't. I know that coming here was the right thing to do because it's so fantastic here. It's also just telling the way it just constantly changes. We're now on a road. There's a bird that's cross with us. It must be following us. It's making so much noise. I don't know if you can hear that. Yeah, stop now. We stop running. There's peewits and lapwings all over the place going crazy.
Gunfire in the distance. Here comes an old kind of open-top Land Rover.
Are you expecting to get a lift?
No, this is the first car we've seen all morning, though, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the... What is that? The front end of a shotgun just poking out the window. Yeah, front window. Yeah.
Get off my land.
Yeah, I waved at that guy. He did not wave
Nothing,
back.
No. On manoeuvres.
Yeah. So, you know, I think on the one hand, we can totally learn from the kids. And on the other hand, if you find that the kids aren't playing, you realise that it's all gone a bit wrong.
Can I quote Nietzsche on a Sunday morning?
Yeah, I think you should.
To regain the seriousness of a child at play.
Yeah.
And just have fun. Same with stand-up, isn't it? Just
absolutely.
With what we do.
And I do think, don't you think that's particular modern world stuff that grown-ups really think, really don't think that. I think this is quite an unusual perspective. I think people think, oh, get over all that childish stuff. And then I'll just work.
As
and then they
as
find that the only way they can express themselves about big, important things is to be negative about them.
Yeah.
So, oh, sorry to be smug, but this good thing happened, or, oh no, I've got to spend the day with my kids.
Yes. As opposed to, this is why we're actually alive.
Yeah, oh no, I've been presented with one of the prime examples of the basic joy of life.
But it's also that thing of making out that you know more than you do anyway. The
well,
fact
making
is,
out is a lot of fun, but I don't want
let's
to.
Let's make out. That's what you're saying. Let's make out, baby!
Is that people, they just don't know much. We just all don't know it, so we don't know what the world's going to be like in 20 years.
No.
So telling your kids to work harder at SATs for these jobs that probably won't exist
that's right.
Seems to be a bit of a dull proposition, you know.
No, absolutely.
For everyone concerned.
No, I'm straying towards politics again, but luckily, I mean, we deliberately deleted the tapes last time we talked politics. But, you know, some brands of modern politics, some of the politics of contemporary government are... This is this, you know. We don't want to talk about it. We've made these decisions, and this is what's going to happen. I'm deliberately being non-specific, not to be circumspect, but that's the attitude. You know, whether you're talking about doctor strikes or how education is going to work or austerity, this is what it's going to be. It's like, how can you be so confident, you know?
Well, yeah,
put some checks and stays in case you're wrong.
Yeah, and
in
also
case things change.
And also they've been wrong so often in the past. So.
Yeah, yeah. What we need to do when we've been wrong is be more and more confident that whatever we do is correct.
Right, we're kind of...
Check recorders.
We're back on the right track. We've checked recorders.
We've never been on the wrong track. This is wonderful.
Recorders.
I suppose you're warning me that we might run quite far. But
are still operating.
He'll be pleased.
We're looking to kind of... How far have we run so far?
We have run... Okay, I can
about
report
five and
on
a half,
that.
Six, maybe.
Yeah. Runkeeper is tracking her activity. I can't tell you right now, Paul.
Okay, no worries.
I will in a second. So, six and a half, actually.
All right, okay. That's not too bad.
That's good.
So, sorry, we've had a few little breaks. Hello, mate.
Did you hear that sheep?
Hello,
that was
mate.
A brilliant character bleat. He
hello,
basically
mate.
Went...
Oh, look at that rough one there. Look
yeah,
at
they've got they've got proper curly horns. Postcard stuff. Postcard sheep. Keep
hello,
looking
mate.
At me, mate. Hello.
Bit more confrontation. Don't worry about us, mate. Don't worry. We're not ganging up on you. We're not ganging up.
No, it's pretty gorgeous here, Paul. I don't mind that you brought us here, even if you didn't mean to. I'm into it.
I'm just looking for the right way.
We're now basically shepherding a dozen sheep. I really hope this is where they need to
we
be.
We now become two men.
He's sending them across the bridge.
We aren't. We're basically just chasing sheep. They don't realise that we're not shepherds. There's a lost sheep there under the bridge.
Yeah, well, that's because they've got these big beards and crooks.
Yeah. I've got a couple of mates who used to go to university with.
Yeah.
And they've become shepherds.
Oh, that's great.
They moved out to a place called Breton, or is it Bruton? It's a village somewhere in out, out towards Devon, but not Devon.
Yeah.
And they're just both successful law practices. I mean, they're loaded. No kids.
So it's a very bourgeois version of being a shepherd.
Yeah. But they've still gone and done it. They've still sold up, got a thing, and they're shepherding, and they're growing, and they're selling whatever to you do with
sweaters.
To do with sheep.
Yeah.
They've got cows.
Lamb, mutton,
wool. They've set up a homestead.
Horns. Chèvre cheese.
Yeah. They're just, they've done that thing. They've sold up.
When
they're still in the mid-40s.
When Grandad Deering, that's my dad's dad.
Yeah.
Who was, you know, he's from another era. He was invalided out of the army.
Yeah.
Before the Second World War. And he got skin cancer. Anyway,
right.
Invalided out of the army. And they said, "One, you, what would you want to be?" And he said, "Shepherd, car coming."
Look out.
And, you know, the careers advisor said, "What do you want?" And he said, "Shepherd." And they got him a job at Lockheed.
Yeah.
Designing planes.
Right.
So I'm not sure they entirely caught the spirit of his request.
Look at that.
Here come the motorbikes. It is like raising Arizona.
This is good. Right, this is now, we're approaching where we want to at some stage be cutting across and over something to get down to somewhere. Keep your eyes peeled.
In retrospect, I'd like to have seen this run on a map.
I don't think maps exist of this terrain, actually.
Yeah, they totally
don't. Don't think Google Maps ever got it.
Can't they? Can't believe you've given me a hard time for not asking for directions. When I so love a map and a plan.
We'll find someone and then we'll be able to ask him. We'll get to the A's directly with the Yorkshire people.
We won't find anyone. We've seen three people in 6 months. And they're all, one, sour-faced, and two,
because they're so happy
in
on the
fast-moving vehicles.
Yeah, no intention of
if they stopped, it would have been stopping merely to wind down the window or flip up the visor and just give us a long,
flickers the V's,
stony-faced look. Do a long, stony-faced look. There we go, long, stony-faced look. Like that.
That felt good.
This might be the last tree.
There is something gorgeous about that tree, isn't there?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Something singular. Something quite lonely.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
The loneliest tree in the world.
Help me! Yeah, if this was a crossroads and there was a little grave, I'd start to feel a little bit untoward about the whole deal.
There's two more trees up there, actually.
Oh, good, aren't they? Oh, that's ruined it.
The trees.
The lone tree is like, oh, forget it. I was the lone tree until those two came along.
Getting crowded out. So I've been reading a book about running.
What book?
It's by a fellow called Julian Goater, who was a really good runner in the 80s, like 10,000 metre runner.
Yeah.
Just about running faster. He talks a lot about short steps, taking loads of short, fast steps. But I don't know. So he's like,
yeah,
he's like that. He wants to be like that.
That's interesting.
He said, if you get used to it, it's good, but it takes a while to get used to it.
I saw a guy in the marathon, and he had an incredible running style. I wondered at the time if it was a studied, you know, if he changed his running style to that.
Yeah.
Because he ran like both his feet were in front of him.
Okay.
He ran like his knees and feet were kind of going just in front of him, and his whole
leaning back
torso was just sitting behind him like this.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was going fast.
Right.
You know,
he
but
was
then
racing away.
It was early on. I never saw him again. So it was either fantastic or stupid.
I think sometimes it's that thing of when you're tired and you're taking long strides, and it's sort of, you've got that clump.
Yeah.
So you're sort of constantly braking a bit.
Yeah.
But that. Quick, fast steps, when you get it right, feels good, but it's just, you don't want to force anything, do you?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I think in sport, you do sometimes have to change the way you're doing things, and it's a good decision, but it's a strong decision, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
You're dumping everything. You've got to unlearn before you can learn. Look at that curly we just put up ahead of us. It's big. There's another one.
This is bird heaven for you.
There's birds all over the place here. Come on, birds.
And then we've got a cyclist.
Yeah. I missed the curlews. That's a shame. There was some sun-kissed. I get the cyclist. He's not in flight.
Yeah.
See if he can barrel say hello.
Hi, mate.
He said hi.
He said hi, mate.
He said
there
hi.
There we go. Yorkshire friendly.
Yeah.
Friendly.
He didn't want to, though. He only said it when he was nearly past us.
Yeah.
And I was flapping my arm
by and by and by.
Like I wanted him to stop. Oh, Skylark. Look, see ya? That's great. Right up in the sky, you'll never get it. I can see it.
Right.
Going down the front of the ridge. I'd like to apologise to anyone who wants to see any of these birds. You're eluding me.
Just a series of photos of space.
Yeah, that's
with
right.
Dots.
Sometimes when you hear a skylark, you can't find the skylark. When it's cloudy, you can't find them. Easier to spot them in blue skies like this. Two people on this bike. Oh, look, that's okay. There's a milestone here. This will tell us what to do.
This will tell us, yeah.
It says...
You are lost.
Arrow M. Arrow M.
Where are you?
So it's that way to the M.
Where are you?
I suppose M is a shopping centre, right?
Where is you at? Oh, yeah, we're really close to a shopping mall.
We're actually just going over a ridge and the view is really spreading out.
So I think...
You can see beyond the moor, we can see fields.
Fields of wheat. Yeah, we're getting... We're approaching some kind of familiar territory. We basically did that loop around there that I wouldn't normally do. So we'll probably end up by the end of this doing a cosy 18. just a leg stretchener, just a
great,
little loosener.
Yeah, that's ideal.
Yeah.
As I was saying last
before
week.
Before your legs fall
got
apart.
Got a pretty bad knee, I can't really walk properly in a moment, but hey, let's run as far as we can.
And you've got a gig in Durham tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely Durham Guards
Theatre. Yeah.
That's a nice. Great gig. Always a pleasure. Talking of Durham and talking of reading. Oh, anything more about your short step guy?
Well, no, it was just... He was just a guy, he was just all into varied training, speed work, really into hills, hill reps. He's a proper club runner.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and he's sort of one of the second or third fastest 10,000 metre runner ever in the UK.
Yeah.
Running cross country. Yeah. But the big thing was short steps and vigorous but controlled arm movement, making sure that you're running... But your feet land under your hips, sort of thing, as opposed to in front of your hips, under. Yeah. So you're sort of running tall.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to do it now a bit, aren't we?
Well,
fast
I'm not.
Short steps.
I'm just running how I run.
Fast
That's
short
the thing,
steps.
It's hard to keep that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's wrong, I think it should be done, but it's so hard to keep that spirit
feel,
of play.
It's got to feel natural.
Thinking about that hard.
Yeah, it's got to feel natural.
Yeah, and if you really crack it, you're just going to slip into it.
Yeah.
And then that'll be what you do,
won't it? And I felt that.
You've got to learn, you must unlearn.
I felt
what you have learned.
At some stages in the marathon, I felt that this year, because your strides naturally truncate a little bit as you get tired.
Well, particularly if you put them on a hot wash.
Yeah.
I did my strides last week and they were so truncated I could barely get them on.
They went pink. Here we go.
My legs did.
The walkers. I would ask them, but we're not actually lost yet. But if we were like a few miles down the road, I would ask these guys.
Yeah, of course you would. Yeah,
why
not? Yeah. Don't ask them.
Because we're sort of...
It's such a hypocrite.
Back on track now. No, because we're not lost yet.
It's such a hypocrite.
This is familiar
territory. Anyone who's been listening to Running Country knows that we've been in London. London, where we could get to a tube station in a quarter of a mile from anywhere. And I've known where we were. And Paul's gone... Well, you'd never ask, would you?
Never.
Now we're lost, and you wouldn't ask. You wouldn't ask anyone. We're not lost. I know where we are. Oh, we're lost now. You won't ask.
But now
there's a man sitting in a car.
Look,
there's
some more.
There's
some more runners.
Follow
them. There's a guy running with his.
What's that?
He might know. Actually, I might. This is a guy I might ask.
Okay, ask the runner. Remember, you're wearing a microphone, so he might think you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Just be ready for that.
Yeah.
We've actually come to a point. We've come to a point where a path comes off the top, joins the road. It says you can cycle to Osmotherley from here. Let's go that way to Osmotherley. Then we're there. Come on, let's go straight
what
on.
Can
there,
we run across here?
Yeah.
Will that take us to Osmotherley, mate? Just down here. Brilliant. Brilliant. Thanks.
How far? Thanks very much.
It's lovely, isn't it? It's a lovely day, isn't it?
Do you mind if I take a picture? Just for context. Yeah, let's say, or you just see us lying down. Cheers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This way towards Mudley. Of course, the other thing is this is a path that points directly towards that town.
Yeah, so this is
I think we probably would have
found
it anyway.
Not the way I'd normally go that would take us down by the sheep wash, but...
Yeah, I thought we were going to come in across the reservoir.
That's not going to happen. No. We're going to come in towards Mudley. This, in fact, makes the run longer.
It's been so gorgeous.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with it. Osmotherley is great as well. Just for anyone who hasn't been to this part of the world, Osmotherley is not fictional.
It's so picturesque, isn't it? It might as well be, isn't it? It's gorgeous, isn't it? That was nice. That looked to me like a husband and wife running.
Yeah, have you ever run with your wife?
Yeah, occasionally do run with my wife, actually. Yeah. I normally tend to run backwards while making faces at her.
Yeah, how does she like
loves
her?
She loves it. Yeah. No, I've run a few races with her.
Yeah.
And I've really enjoyed it, actually, yeah.
You know the Kurt 10K last year? That was me, not her. You know that, right?
I have run that race, actually, with her when she actually got to the line. She's a good little runner.
Yeah. My wife runs a bit, but she doesn't enjoy it much, and she sort of thinks she wants to get into it for the kids and stuff.
Right.
But she cycles all the time.
Yeah.
Which she's great at.
Cycling's good.
So... She doesn't need it, you know. I think it's, and she's fit. So, you know, she's never going to have that recovering fat bloke epiphany I had.
No.
And equally, when she was your age, it wasn't running. It was like gymnastics. And I mean, when you got into running.
This is quite trepidatious, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're on a kind of steep,
we're hopping down a
stony staircase,
which is really nice until you turn an ankle and then it's the end.
Chasing 4 sheep up ahead. The same 4 sheep.
Yeah, we've chased them for about 3 miles now. And now they're a different breed.
They're starting to get a complex.
Yeah, they are, and the farmers are going,
yeah,
they're only had 4 and they've totally gone.
These two out-of-towners came sheep rustling with their microphones.
Look at this, like, we are going to scare them off. Yeah. We have to keep the pace up because we've got to stay ahead of those people we asked.
Yeah.
Just seems only reasonable. On the other hand, we don't want to break our legs.
No.
So she's still not drinking, your wife?
What, my wife?
Yeah.
She's not drinking.
That's impressive.
Sorry, that's amazing, yeah. It's very confrontational for my own boozing. But yeah. It's fantastic for her.
So yours has just got more secret now?
Yeah, mine's just got more steady. Not less, not as much bingy, but just more a continuous slurp.
Yeah, yeah.
More a kind of, what's that in the Ribena container, Paul? Is it Ribena? Oh, yeah, just a bit of Ribena.
You're moving towards a drip, basically.
Yeah. Can I have some? No, you're all right. I'll have it. I wonder why you're carrying that, why you're wearing that hat with the two straws. I'd love to. I definitely am going to siphon off a stage of my life just to be an alcoholic. You know, like that, you know, Gerard Depardieu, 4 or 5 bottles of red wine every day thing.
Yeah.
There's got to be a space for that at some stage.
Do you think it would make you a more pure artist? That's the question.
I think it would make me fun around the house.
I think most alcoholics do think that. And you know, it really doesn't. I'm really worried you're going to fall down.
This is gorgeous, isn't it? Actually, this might take us by the sheep wash.
Yeah, we're coming into a place. Oh, we got to the reservoir. It's a source of Yorkshire's water.
This is turning into one of the best runs
in the world.
Yeah, because I've kind of stumbled onto the correct routage. And it's been beautiful, and the weather's perked up gorgeous. You never fell, but you didn't.
You've never displayed confidence. Yeah, that was a turned ankle. It kind of flipped my ankle over on a rock there. It's okay. It wasn't on my bad knee. It was on my bad knee. Yowza. What do you think about knee supports?
Well, what do you think? Have you worn them before?
I used to wear a knee support for a long time, actually. After that first half marathon, when it was my left knee and my left hip.
Right.
Just flared up.
Okay.
So dramatically. So that, you know, I can walk for a week. And then when I started running again, I wore a knee support. And I wore it for a long time.
And did it work?
It did, but then I came to think I was relying on it.
Okay.
When I first took it off, my knee still used to always feel a bit kind of... But I just let it do the job. And it settled down.
I mean, if it worked, what, does it make you feel psychologically a bit weaker just having to wear one? Or what?
Yeah, exactly. And I think I worry that it might throw my style off.
Yeah.
You know, that I'll be aware of it. But on the other hand, that also happens if you run on pain.
Yeah.
It throws you off.
Your body accommodates it, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's right.
So I assume we're still on the right way. Then tell us. That's great. It feels like I've rediscovered this route now that I've found the actual correct way to
run
back to
the other one. We're not there yet. We are not there yet. Just stay on it. Don't get a little... Ow! Jesus! That could really... Oh, so if you want to know what hit me in the shins, it was the bottom of this gate.
Please shut the gate.
I'm going to shut. Look at that. See the bottom bit there? If you open the gate and it only opens it to the shins.
Right, so we're still going the right way. They're following us.
Oh, my God. That was like being kicked hard in the shins.
So you've had an ankle turn and a shin cracker.
Oh, yeah. Doing all right. It's got much less. We ran down a... Oh, there you go. Come on, Curly. Can you hear that one? This Curly is complaining at us. I can see you. I can see you. Oh, is he not in the camera? Come on. Curly. Got ya.
So, did you get it?
You probably heard that one as well, because it was really complaining at us. Popped up going, you can't come down here.
No photos.
You can't come down here. I don't know why it's Scottish.
So we ran uphill for a bit. We were running downhill for ages.
Yeah. And it got very nice. We ran through kind of parkland. We hit that road. And then just then we climbed down that lovely trotty rock step. And then as we got into that reservoir area, it's got all green and farmy and grassy.
I think we actually do run past a farm at this stage.
That little bit of them. That little bit of rock steppage back there was the toughest terrain we've had, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah.
These tracks... You could
steppage!
You could take a car down these.
Now this...
Barking dogs.
I do remember these dangerous dogs, actually.
Dog ran out and bit my daughter on holiday.
Oh, God. Yeah. I hate that. What kind of dog?
Spaniel. Just excited.
Just a little spaniel, right, okay.
But still... It didn't enhance her holiday experience at all.
So that's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. People are very defensive, aren't they? They'll say, oh, don't make me harm.
He's only
just
playing.
Friendly. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
He's all up in my grill.
Yeah.
And if he bites my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, if he wants to be friends, biting my daughter's not the way in.
No, exactly.
Late bluebells. You wouldn't expect bluebells at this time. Bluebells in the woods. Will you look at that?
Bluebells in the woods.
Exchanging glances.
That is not a friendly dog that's just bit my daughter.
No. It was a friendship bite.
Yeah, it's a love bite. It's a...
You need to restrain your animal.
Yeah. They've got to keep it... If a dog does not, you've got to keep it on a leash.
That dog, do you think
you've
the
got
dog...
to leash it?
With the dog we just heard barking is barking again. That's because of those people behind us, isn't
yeah.
it? A friend of mine told a story about walking home late one night, 3 miles from the town where we went to school, to the village where he lived.
Yeah.
And he just felt like someone was following him. And all the dogs in this farm, it's about 3, 4 in the morning. All the dogs in this farm barked when he went past. And then a few minutes later, they all barked again.
Oh, no.
That's not good. So, but I didn't see the ghost
in
the room I was staying in your dad's house.
No, there's meant to be a ghost in that room, which is the room we tend to put the guests in. Who tend to... They've complained before about waking up at 2 in the morning with a cold chill.
Yeah.
And an unnatural atmosphere in the room. So, you obviously didn't have a visitation.
No, I woke up with an antihistamine chill.
Yeah.
And an atmosphere
and
of
a face full of cat
hair.
This is a tough little hill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sharp.
We've got to keep talking for...
Incline.
For you listeners at home. Yeah, we've got to keep talking.
As we lead...
A stiff pull, as they say.
Yeah.
No, I was also woken up by cats.
Just cats generally.
Coming to the door.
Scratching.
Complaining that they weren't allowed in.
Yeah.
Scrape. Bump.
You want to come in?
Well, this is it. I think that's the end of the hillage.
Steve Hillage.
Take the brow of the hill. Lean in. Champions all. As Os Motherly opens before us like an oyster.
It's gorgeous. We've gone less and less moorland. We've gone from cold, high,
bracken,
bleak, heathery moorland
fern.
From the first rays of sunshine to green swathes of bilberry.
The verdant fields of Tuscany.
And now, yeah, we could be in France, couldn't we?
Gorgeous.
Nice. Just some Yorkshire wine.
Aye.
Not me though. I'm not drinking.
For a month.
Until after Manchester Park Run. On so July the 2nd.
That's the big PB day.
Yeah, well, what does it mean? I mean, you've smashed my PB.
No, but that's...
Just in passing. After losing half a stone. In passing.
Yeah, but that's not...
At your super rich people's health clinic that you went to.
Yeah, but my PB...
In passing.
My PB is not about your PB. Your PB is your PB.
Well, that is
that's
true.
How it worked.
I know that that's true. Damn it.
If you can beat 1948, it'd be amazing. Yeah. I want to have a go at that one in Manchester.
Yeah. You can't be there that weekend, can you?
No, I don't that's think a shame.
But yeah, just so... I've said it before, but as it's a couple of weeks away, if you know anyone in Manchester, get them down to South Manchester... Parkrun. What's the place? Platfields Park?
Platfields, yeah. And look out for a guy who looks like Superman.
Yeah, July the 2nd, 1946 to beat. Help me on. Help me do it. That's
great.
My next big run. That's what I'm playing for.
Right, okay.
Where are we now?
This is where...
You still don't know, do you?
I think... I'm wondering whether... Do you think we drove out here? I think the sheep wash might be that direction. That's
Cleveland Way's that way. We've just come away from Cleveland.
Right. Well, there's someone walking there, so we can ask them. I think this is the way.
All right, nice garden. See, we're in the edges of Os Motherly, but we're going to turn right and go up the hill. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if this is wrong,
some more hills. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because we came through Os Motherly. It's really lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Proper little village store, a couple of pubs. Totally, all creatures, great and small.
And, gorgeous place to live.
We drove through up to the slightly more murdery section of the moor, and that is theoretically up here. That's what you're telling me.
We've gone all the way around, yeah.
Yeah, should have bought a map. That's my feeling on the matter. This is a lovely road surface.
It is a nice bit of tarmac.
Soft tarmac between hogweed. It's a hill, but it's steady.
And not so many cars. You can get somewhere near the middle of the road so the camber doesn't give you an injury.
Yeah, yeah.
Limping in the gutter there.
Adverse camber. You always know it, don't you?
Yeah.
But then sometimes I think it's psychosomatic. You get an achy knee, you think, oh, it's the camber. And it isn't. But yeah, running along the edge of country roads is a big problem. This hasn't got one. It's very flat. As long as we don't put our ankles out on the cattle grid, we're away.
Good. So I've got to drive down. Well, I'm driving home after this to London. I've got a Sunday afternoon barbie.
Nice.
They're always a bit tough for the non-drinker, aren't they?
Yeah.
The barbie.
You'll be drinking though, won't
you? Yeah, we'll be drinking, yeah.
You should drink on the way down.
Yeah. I'll be stopping off at the services. Just have one of those little half bottles of wine every services.
Yeah.
Well, you're meant to do that, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Down the M1.
And now we go on about the birds. I just saw a wren.
So is this an unusual saturation of birds, and Rob?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we don't normally get to run the country, see more birds in the country. And this time in June, the birds are on fire. Because, you know, it goes plants, insects, birds.
Yeah.
So the plants all came out. You've seen them.
Yeah.
They're all green and glorious. They're surrounded by aphids and moths and midges. And all the little birds are going, woohoo! And all the big birds are going, brrr. They're having the time of their lives.
Right.
I think birds are doing well as well after the whole DDT thing. I mean, it's an old story now, but once they banned them, you know, the food chain is all...
They banned...
DDT. You know about this?
Tommy
DDT was a terrible pesticide.
Right, okay.
Well, it was a brilliant pesticide.
Yeah.
Farmers used to use in the 60s to kill all the insects on their crops. They killed the insects. They killed the little mice eating the insects.
Okay.
And they killed the big birds of prey.
Okay.
Eating the mice.
So it had a disastrous effect.
On the, you know, loads of... Whoa. Lots of cyclists coming past really fast.
There
if
we go,
my
quick.
Wife was here, she'd say, why, oh why, aren't they saying, wee!
So easy.
If you've got a cyclist going down a hill.
So easy, though, isn't it, cycling?
I don't recognise this, Paul.
No, I don't.
I don't remember driving here.
I'm wondering, what do you reckon? Are we lost?
Well, there's some cyclists in front of us, but I doubt we'll catch them up.
No.
Yeah. Do you want to go back down to the village?
To Osmotherley?
I think maybe we should.
Yeah, yeah.
Because once you're in, you know where you are, won't you?
Do you think this is definitely not it?
I don't recognise
it. Should we ask these people here? Yeah.
What, in the house?
No, they're coming out now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you go and get them. You catch the people. I'll get a shot of it in case they shoot you in the face. I think we should have brought a map, don't you, listeners? A little bit of a Land Ranger action.
You don't need a map.
If this was me and my little boy, we would have had a look at the map last night. Because, you know, that's the kind of people
it's
we
are. It's a proper dog run, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Proper dog run this, mate.
I'll work out how far we've gone while you talk to these people. Two ladies in a Range Rover coming out for Paul to...
Sorry to bother you.
...accost.
Sorry to bother you. Do you know where to get to... Is it the sheep wash? Is it that way? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Alpha, we'll see it. Thank you so much. Cheers. Cheers, love. Okay, cool.
What did they say?
Well, first off, they just laughed at me.
Yeah, well, I can see
it's
that.
It's just quite sort of... It's quite liberating, actually. They just literally just laughed.
We've been going just over 9 miles, by the way, and been going just over an hour and a half.
Right, okay.
Let's keep running.
And they just said, just keep going around it. It's just somewhere on your left. I reckon about a mile, so it's not too bad.
We wanted 10, so it should be perfect.
Yeah.
Once you have a cyclist, though, they're coming whizzing on down. Osmotherley, Osmotherley.
Could you live here, though? Could you live out in the country like this?
I think that it's interesting. You've got to recognise, I think, when you live in the country, and again, listeners, tell us if you think we're wrong. You get in a much smaller community.
Yeah.
Good or bad, that is what you've got to embrace.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what you're doing. And you know everyone.
And I suppose the argument
world's kind of getting smaller.
But I suppose the argument is that you might know them better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If they're good people, they become your family. That's a good thing. But you've got to weigh up things like, you know...
Cinema.
If you're a vegan, lefty, stand-up comedian...
Yeah.
How would that play in Osmotherley?
I know what you're saying, yeah. You'd be looking for somewhere like Huddersfield or somewhere. There's kind of bohemian communities around there, isn't
there? Yeah, and I reckon there's bohemian communities tucked away everywhere.
Yeah.
And equally, people of all silks are very open-minded.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about finding people who agree with you. It's just about finding people who will accept you.
Who are chilled out about it's not agreeing.
Quite, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not quite the same thing. Because you don't converse if you're right on. You don't want everyone to just agree with you. Do your Facebook.
Yeah.
You don't want everyone to just agree with you.
You want them to disagree with you first before agreeing with you. Right.
There's a public footpath going off there. Watch out, car. I don't see a footpath. Always weird when you see a sign with no footpath.
Bit of a quick
snort.
It's
quite worrying.
Rob taking a picture of a public footpath sign.
Sorry, I've stopped again. Perhaps using the photos as an excuse to take a little break.
Understandably so. It's quite hard work. I mean, for me, I barely know I'm running. But for you, it's quite hard running with someone and you don't know anything about where you're running, isn't it?
Yeah.
As it gets near the end of the run,
yeah,
it just gets a bit like, where are we going?
Oh, look.
Is this a gang?
There's cyclists lined up on the top. So they're doing something to time trials, these cyclists, and these guys are all standing, waiting to go. Either that.
Oh, they're just waiting to beat
us up. They're waiting to beat us up. It's like West Side Story. Cyclists and runners.
They're going to nick our mics. Do cycle casts. Should we go on the left? Just because they're all on the right.
Here they are.
I bet it's quite nice to cycle around here, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dramatic. Fast.
Absolutely.
No traffic.
Not many cars.
Yeah.
But you got the Tour de France going to Yorkshire, didn't
you? Yeah, it did, yeah.
Brilliantly. Cyclists.
Hey. Morning.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, Kate Bush.
That was nice.
He said we got running commentary as well. Was he just using the phrase? Or does he know who we are?
Yeah.
Interesting. We don't know.
It's a fun. We don't actually know them.
He was the leader. They had a ringleader, those cyclists.
So,
where the fuck are we going? When you talked to this woman, what exactly did you talk about?
They did say,
go up here and go left.
Yeah, off to the left, right to the left.
That's it.
About a mile, so this might be it. Let's hope so.
Why is it might, Paul? Why can't we have some clarity?
Oh, God. Where's this guy?
What? Track off to the left. Mm. I'm into it. Mm. You can ask the cyclist if you want. It's unsuitable for motor vehicles.
Yeah.
No one's drawn the comedy nipples on the bump sign. We could do that if you got a Sharpie with you.
Yeah.
Get that one. I reckon we're going to broach this ridge and see your car.
No. I don't think so.
This is what happens when you take responsibility, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, I did. I did say I tend to get lost at the end.
Yeah, but you said at the beginning we'll probably get lost.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure it was the attitude. You've come all the way back up. We were cruising down at the end.
Here we go, these people, Charles.
More people.
These people, tell us.
They're not running to
us. They tell us.
They don't know.
They'll know.
Who's behind them?
They'll know.
It's a lot of water.
They'll
I think
know.
What we're finding out is
they'll know.
We made quite a good start because there was no one about. Now
yeah.
The runners and the walkers, well, no runners,
we're
and the cyclists
the right
are all upon us. Go on then.
Do you want me to ask?
Yeah.
I've got to ask.
I'll stop and rest my weary knee.
Sorry to bother you, mate. Do you know where the sheep wash is? Like Osmotherly, it's like a big lakey. Straight on down there, is it? Brilliant.
How far, do you know?
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thanks a lot,
very
mate.
Much.
Cheers. Thanks. Well, we took the right call to...
Yeah.
Is your knee hurting, mate?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, that's okay.
Can't fight it.
These guys are walking.
Yeah.
Good on them. Morning.
Hey. We'll all end up walking, won't we, hopefully.
Yeah.
So you can't run forever, can you?
Listen, I'm going to try and make it to the car.
Yeah, yeah. Comes a point where you've got to walk.
So this isn't the way you were going to come, because it's a nice route. You've done a lovely loop.
We've done a lovely loop,
about the right distance.
But I used to have a nice way of dropping us in over the country by the side of the reservoir.
Right.
But I've just lost that. It's just gone. It's gone from my mind.
How long is it since you've done that run?
Probably about half a year. But the last time I did it, I got lost. It used to be about a 12-mile loop. So this will be about 11-ish, I imagine, by the time we come to it. So that's all right.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
And is this anywhere near where you used to run your secret golf course in the early hours of the morning?
No. That was Scarborough.
Of course it was.
Yeah. Running on the beach and running around there.
Gorgeous. I always find a very specific atmosphere here. North Yorkshire Moors and Thirsk, North Allerton, and then up in the moors. And
quite still. Quiet.
Yeah. And maybe
tough, cold.
I think maybe it's because it's pastoral. It's because I've never been as directly touched by industry as some places.
Yeah.
Some places not very far away from here.
It's so rural, isn't it?
That's right.
It's so
untouched. It's more like France or wherever, where nothing huge upheaval could take place in society. And day-to-day life in these towns and villages hasn't changed that much. Ow! I just kicked a big stone.
Into your ankle.
Into my ankle.
Yeah, most of these...
that's a good one.
Places will be like National Trust or...
Yeah.
You know, you can't start building on this stuff.
But again, when there's a lot of it and it's gorgeous, it becomes a lot more unspoilt.
Yeah.
Because it's... again, it's like Wales. You go through the middle of Wales, there's incredibly picturesque, slightly downtrodden town.
Yeah.
After incredibly picturesque and slightly downtrodden town, you go over this valley wall, it's like the Lord of the Rings.
Just gorgeousness, yeah.
But because it's inaccessible and it hasn't been National Trustified. Oh, I dropped the phone.
Okay.
It remains unspoiled, but also untroubled by the money that tourism can bring.
Right.
I think you get quite a lot of tourism up here, though, don't you? Want to get on the moors.
Yeah.
Helmsley and Goathland. And
you get a lot of quite rich people who own the land around here, you know, the farmers and stuff.
No,
they're pretty loaded.
Generally, I think that in the north east of England, that the money's in the country and the poverty's in the towns.
Yeah.
Is that
simplistic
or is that accurate?
No, I think that's fairly accurate,
Because some places around here are really very, you know, they are all about cycling clubs and organic cheese and
absolutely, yeah,
the lifestyle, and that's great, lovely stuff. Could you live here?
Well, no,
it's different for you. You've got history.
It's different because I'm from here, so probably not, to be honest.
Yeah,
I do like coming back here, but it sort of feeds me. I like running through this kind of stuff to remember.
Yeah.
But I like the people. I like London. And the kids. It's where you want to be when you're old, isn't it? What picture do you have in your head of when you're old? Old. Where do you want to live then?
I think...
What do you want to have? Do you want somewhere where your kids can come back with their kids? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think I think about it enough.
Well, you can think about it if you want to think about it. You don't have to think about it.
No, it's right. It's like when you go for a mortgage. They say, where do you see yourself in 20 years? I think, I don't know. Surely that's okay. How much will you be earning in 20 years? I don't know, and neither do you. He could all be living...
Right.
That guy was not letting a sunny walk on the moors stop him read the paper.
20 years' time, hopefully I'll be doing my 3,000th park run.
Yeah, you get the T-shirt.
Looking for one that's the right distance. Still moaning about Highbury Park run being slightly long.
Yeah. Is it, though? Is it?
Well, the fact they keep changing...
You can't just throw that in.
The fact that they keep changing the end indicates that the length must be variable.
Yeah.
because you start the same place.
Yeah.
And now you finish further along.
Yeah.
To me, that means it's getting longer.
I was just going to say, I'd like to start the discussion, what's the best parkrun? But of course, quite reasonably, everyone would say, it's my one.
Well, maybe, but I think some... Well, I've only done a few. I've done the one in Ali Pali.
Yeah.
And that's just too hilly. It depends if you want a quick one.
Yeah.
You're the one who turned me on to Highbury.
Yeah.
And that is undoubtedly quicker.
Yeah.
Although it has got a bit of a hill in.
Yeah, and I like it and everything, but I chose it because it's near my house. It's
yeah.
I love the aspect of what we do that takes us to different ones, you know.
Yeah, you've done Manchester, and you've done Cardiff.
Birmingham I've done.
Right.
Very nice. It's lovely when you go and bump into people. It's really good. Particularly as I don't, you know, before we did this and before I did measured runs, I loved running in other towns, but it would never be sociable like that, you know.
Yeah.
Let's get back on. This path is quite eroded. So it's because of all the people running and walking here. This part, and also the weather, that has turned into a gorge.
Did you see that great?
Gorgeous.
Did you see that great story the other week about this bloke who was doing Everest?
Yeah.
And he saw someone. He was getting near the top, and he saw someone slipping down and struggling.
Yeah.
And instead of going onto the summit like most people do, and just letting people die.
Yeah.
He gave her some of his oxygen.
Yeah.
He took her down. He looked after her, and he said, I'll summit another year.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is so rare for people doing Everest.
It shouldn't be, should it?
It should, of course it shouldn't be. No. It's absurd, but it almost seems to be taken as read that you'll happily skip over dying bodies whilst nicking their oxygen to get to the top, you know.
What do they say in Friends when Joey and Chandler say they're going to do it? Phoebe says, well, you could die. And then she looks at Chandler and says, and you would die.
But it was really nice. He was an ex squaddy, this fella.
Yeah.
And he lost an eye in conflict in Iraq.
Yeah.
Obviously tough as you can
like
imagine.
Quite a strong man.
He was a strong man, but he also had the humility and grace to accept that.
And the humanity, I hope.
Yeah, he was I'm gonna save this person, you know.
It takes you right back to what we're talking about, even the little things. You gotta remember why you're doing stuff. You know, if you're getting to the top of the Everest at the expense of respect for human life, your priorities are out of whack.
But I only say that as well because it came on the back of another story I read, which is a tad dark, about a guy going up with his wife.
Yeah.
His wife was struggling near the top, and he left his wife to summit, and then she died.
Oh, my word.
So it's like... They'd done all this mountaineering together.
Yeah.
And she said to him, you know, you go on or whatever.
Yeah.
But she was obviously struggling.
Do you think at some level, they must assume that she's not going to die?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, but there's a chance, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say it's a basic rule of marriage. If you are doing Everest with your wife, don't leave her.
I think in general,
what would you reckon?
Don't
leave your wife near the top of Everest. Yeah.
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 That's dark
but
stuff.
Of course he'll regret it. I mean, but it's just that thing of like, you're so near the top, you feel you'll never get another go.
Even though that's super dark, it still makes me think of that, what we were first talking about the school thing, you know. It is just as important to have the unicorn in the school playground as it is to do your sats.
Yeah.
It's important. You can't suddenly think that some kind of achievement is more important than basic joy, let alone basic human life.
Than each other, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm hoping. I think we've missed the wash again, to be honest.
No, they said straight on and we went straight on.
Yeah.
There haven't been any other paths. But I don't think they should let you lay out any parkruns. It might be round here.
But you're all right, just keep going. Ask someone.
It's funny when people don't know where to go. Remember that stress dream before, the marathon before last?
Right.
When I dreamt we didn't know where to go. And we ended up going through shops and up an escalator. That's the one wonderful thing about doing a formal run, is you know.
You know, you, oh,
exactly
here we go.
Where you're going.
There we go. We back. This is it, and then we turn left. We're onto it. This is it. Mate.
Yeah, you say that. You've this said that before. It. Listeners will know. I'm taking back, what Paul says about where we are with a pinch of salt.
I'll tell you what. I had a real sprint finish with someone this weekend at the park run.
You won't get one of those with me. Oh yeah, this is exactly where we set off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well done.
I could hear this guy pitter pattering behind me.
Yep.
I had to put on a right burst.
He was saying, "Get your Greek French unleavened bread
back
here. Get your Greek unleavened bread." Pitter patter. Pitter patter joke for you there. Terrible, but probably the first bit of wordplay today. Hiya.
Morning. Here we go. Dogs there.
Yeah, these dogs are wild.
Bit of dog scrapping on the, ooh, dog scrapping on the cliffs.
Wild dogs.
Just a bit of fun.
Oh, yeah. Dog fun.
Friendly.
That's a dog fight, isn't it, essentially? That's where we went up, readers.
Yeah.
And,
all right, mate.
This is gorgeous. Sun's out, dog's out. Kids are out.
Wow.
Knee's still working.
Knee's still working.
There's another runner.
People just setting off. Hey.
Go, runner.
Children playing by the babbling brook.
It's gorgeous, isn't it? Look at that.
Yeah.
Steep.
Danger.
Be ashamed to snap
your own. Near the end.
This is a ford. Come on, Paul. We should run through the ford.
Okay.
Yes, he did it. I did it.
Just before we get in the car with the wet feet.
Yeah, but it's lush. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. You're right. We should have gone on the bridge. That's the bridge. No, it's nice. So, good run. Was it what you hoped?
It absolutely was, yeah.
It was really
great. I know we got a little bit lost, but it was okay, wasn't it?
And I think
it wasn't too bad.
Your point of view, listeners, we are aware that we're relentlessly running in North London. We had a serious North York Moors adventure here.
So it was nice to get a bit of contrast.
Go and find the pictures. Have a look on Acast, on the Facebook page. Check it out and help us work out where to go next. I think we're turning up. I don't mean within the run.
Send us a map.
We're supposed to actually know where we're going, Paul, at that time. And, this is great. Can you hear the...
Lost Rob now.
Just
going
to get a last shot of this river tumbling down. Sparkling.
Photo of
it wasn't like this when we left.
Nesting bird.
It was pretty bleak. Paul's gone over there, so...
You all right?
That lady totally thought I was talking to myself, which I was in a way.
What did you find?
I just got a last shot of the twinkling brook.
I wonder whether we're going to get an ice cream, Rob.
I was saying how it just wasn't like this when we left. It's a complete change.
Well, look at it, it's absolutely jammed now, the car park.
I did this gig in Wales on Friday. It's a beautiful summer's evening. I'm really fantastic.
Yeah.
And I said, it's so gorgeous here when the weather's like this. So it's a shame it never is.
And look, there's a nice... I might have an ice cream, actually.
Well, let's go to your car and say goodbye to the listeners first.
Yeah.
So that was Running Commentary. Run Compod on Twitter, Run Compod on Instagram.
On location.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul's about to go to this van and get something creamy and delicious. I got that. It looks even the posh ice cream van.
And it has... And it has been recording.
Yes. Keep in touch. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Aye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Paul Tompkinson and Rob Deering.